Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, welcome to Nightly Pop. Morgan is still out, so we invited our friend Scott Tweedy to join us. Of course, Hunter is here and very jealous.
I'm not still jealous of Scott. Me and him talked it out after the last show. We agree we have different demos. His demo is all the women, and then my demo is whatever's left over.
There are a lot of texts from Hunter, and he's like, don't come back. Don't come back. And here I am, just one more time.
Well, you guys, since we're already talking about mess, let's get a little messier and talk about Will and Jada Smith. So last week, we know that Jada admitted that she had a relationship with August Alsina and that when she was separated, actually, from Will a few years ago. Now 50 Cent, I don't know why, but he's deciding to get involved, posting alleged DMs between him and Will, where Will at one point tells him to F off. A lot of people, I mean, if you have eyes, you can tell that this is Photoshop and that 50 is just being a troll. But what do you think, Scott? Why do you think 50's getting involved in other people's mess?
Well, he loves doing this, and he's been notorious for doing this all across the internet. He's a bit of a troll nowadays, and he's becoming very, very good at it. The Photoshop effort, I give that a 1 out of 10. But at the end of the day, I mean, potentially Jada's just been looking for a fresher prince this whole time.
Oh, boy.
And she'll keep looking around.
Scott, I'm going to tell you right now, this is not, you're not going to get the love you want from puns. I have tried 1,000 times. Nina is not forgiving with her love of puns. So I also agree that this is Photoshopped. And what I think happened is I think someone posted this, tagged 50 in it, and then he took it and just uploaded it without credit. Just because it's like you've never looked at an Instagram DM in your life,
right,
and you
right.
just kind of guessed.
That's clearly not a DM.
It's just when it's like a mix between that and WhatsApp, you know, it's all very strange. But I do think that it's really incredible that someone as big as 50 is doing stuff like this. It makes it so much funnier.
Whether people want to admit it or not, everybody loves a little drama. And, you know, someone like 50, who's completely successful, has a bunch of hit shows and millions of dollars, is not beyond mess. Beyond the 50 Cent stuff, though, I really do feel like, you know, Will and Jada are going to be fine. I don't feel like their marriage is in trouble. August was a few years ago. I feel like this may have triggered some old feelings, but I feel like they're going to be okay.
It's just people like to see when you see like a perfect relationship or to everyone from the outside, a perfect relationship. When they're not and they become real, I think 50 is really enjoying that and playing on that with the rest of the world, because we're all right now cooking the popcorn and seeing what's going to happen next.
I just want a t-shirt that says entanglement. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. That's all I want. But let's move on.
I got
guys.
You.
Let's move on.
I got you.
In other news, Cardi B and Offset's daughter Culture just turned 2. And of course, they threw her an over-the-top party. Now, masks were provided to all guests, except from all the videos, it appears that no one seems to really be wearing them. So I don't know if that was beneficial. I saw that there were, like, you know, slides. There was a cotton candy machine, a buffet. Is that a good idea during the pandemic?
This is an expensive birthday party. They have everything you could want at a second grader's or a two-year-old's birthday party, except for a camera operator with a steady hand. It looks like she's doing jumping jacks right now as she films this entire house. But yeah, I think it's just so quintessential, like what Hollywood and what LA is and why we're kind of in the thick of this pandemic is because it's all a facade. We'll have the masks, choose to wear them if you want.
Yeah.
And then people don't.
Mm. Yeah. I think if you make it an option, there's going to be a lot of people, especially at a party where you have food and drinks, like you can't eat or drink with the mask on. So people just are going to throw them to the side.
Yeah, but let's be real right now. The last person you have to worry about is somebody eating at a buffet. There's a type of person that eats from a buffet. I'm one of them.
If you're hiring people anyway, hire someone who can wear a mask and gloves and make plates and serve everybody. I don't know. It seems a little risky. It seems a little risky.
It's also to me, it's like you bring in your kids around it. And even if you're social distancing, let's say the adults are all 6 feet apart at their tables and they're talking and they're doing fine without their masks, whatever. But you know that those kids are spitting onto their hands and slapping each other and licking trampolines. Like that's the that kids do. Like you're not getting away from this.
When you're a child, you're not thinking about consequences. You're not thinking about spreading diseases. You want to have maximum fun. Potentially they could have been quarantining a small exclusive group the whole time for months and months. So we don't know the backstory.
You've been watching Cardi B's Insta story. She was just at Teyana Taylor's party a week or two ago. So I don't know about all that, but I do appreciate you giving the benefit of the doubt.
Scott's new at E, so he's trying to get all the interviews. He's trying to make sure he doesn't, blackball himself.
Interviews? With anyone. I want to go to the parties. I don't want the interview. I want to be there. The buffet.
I see. That's the whole plot. Scott just wanted to go to the party and slide down that slide. Now we understand.
I will get there.
Also going on this weekend, Disney World reopened in Florida, despite the state having a record number of COVID-19 cases. Now, the company released this promo, which kind of creeped a lot of people out.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Welcome, citizens.
This is a good time to be an actor with bad teeth. You know, you're getting lots of roles right now that you weren't getting before.
My question is, should Disney have reopened? We know Florida's just hit some of the highest cases. They are leading the country with the most COVID cases. Should they have reopened a place like this?
Nope. Definitely not. I actually, it's bizarre because when you hear that ad, they keep saying, welcome home, welcome home. And this is what happens when I go home for Christmas in my head. I think my family is going to treat me like this. I haven't seen them all year and it's like, welcome home. Unfortunately, it's usually just a list of chores from my dad. He's like, go mow the lawn, clean that up, chop that tree down, get into the backyard and do this. So I don't know if Disneyland is actually going to treat everyone like welcome home when you're coming there. It's going to be quite an intense place to be in this period anyways.
It's kind of creepy.
Could you imagine if that was your home? Like anytime you go for one day, you're burnt the f- out. Imagine having to wake up again every day like Groundhog Day. This is a nightmare of an ad. I don't want to ever go to Disneyland again.
Yeah, well, you
but
know,
little they, kids.
They have just recently closed the Disney World in China, in Hong Kong. They said that there's too many cases that started to arise from the park. So the fact that the one in Florida is now opening when our rates are higher than the one in Hong Kong, it seems kind of insane to me. Obviously, this is for money, but it really seems like they're putting a lot of people at risk.
The one in Asia, they basically banned people. I think it was in Japan, actually. They banned people from screaming in theme parks and actually told them all to scream in your hearts.
They really did.
Scream in your hearts.
We see how that worked out. You know, I think there are a lot of people who scream in their hearts after reading these stories. I am actually one of them. So you guys, listen, I have some news for you. Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze really gave a whole new meaning to pottery making and ghosts. And now it is the 30th anniversary of the movie Ghost and the scene that is still very iconic.
Yeah, lonely riverside, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Okay, so this is one of the most iconic moments in film. And I feel gross saying that, but it is. Do you guys think that this is sexy in real life, though?
I can guarantee you Hunter's done this on a date before. At least five times.
Yes.
No, I've never done the pottery. I've done the painting. But I think the thing that's really sexy about it is the And there's really no better word, but it's the lubrication of the hands. You know, everything's real slippery. There's no friction going on. And you got Patrick Swayze's dance hands grabbing yours. To me, this is the epitome of sexy but still PG-13.
I'm not sure I would want to do this. It just seems a little too grimy for your girl.
No, it's fun. Did she have sex with a ghost?
No, he wasn't a ghost right there.
We all do, Hunter. We all do. When you're in isolation on your own, we're all having sex with ghosts.
When you're in a long-distance relationship,
turn to ghost sex?
I've thought about it for a while.
The fact that more of our conversations don't turn directly to ghost sex boggles me. Because it just seems like it's an untapped TLC show.
We're not doing it. What we are going to do is go to the break. Because an Oscar winner confronts a hungry bear. Plus, we're reading into Hunter's sex dreams. God help me.
It's going to be gross.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Did you know that the Dame in Dame Helen Mirren comes from everyone saying, "Damn, Helen Mirren still looks great." Anyway.
Why are you laughing, Nina? That was good. I like that.
Anyway, you can now add bear taunting maniac to the many reasons why we love her. She gave Marc Maron the full rundown on his WTF podcast.
I saw a bear the other day. A great big black bear came by and stole all my bird food.
Oh, really?
So I went out and I said, "Bad bear, bad, naughty bear, very naughty bear." And you sort of looked at me and lumbered off.
That's cool.
Is she telling the truth, though?
That's hard as well. She's a very good actress.
Did you yell from across, outside, you know, from your screen door, girl? Or did you actually go out there? Because, you know, people like to retell stories way differently than how they happened.
It's fair enough.
In the defense of her story, black bears are notoriously not as aggressive, and you can scare them off, as opposed to a grizzly bear. So that's very true. Like, if you see a black bear, they encourage you to try and scare it off. And then a grizzly bear, play dead. There's nothing you can do to scare it off.
None of my friends would take on bears. They're way too soft. That's an incredible feat.
It's not a raccoon. It's a bear. I don't know. I don't care if it's a brown bear, a grizzly bear, a panda bear. I'm not confronting no bear.
Yeah, but raccoons are gross and mean. I'd rather take on a bear than one of those raccoons.
Give me a break.
Anyway, next up is 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, where couples rarely seem happy before, during, or ever after. Angela is willing to settle with Michael, but she has some issues with their new apartment in Nigeria.
I am so nervous that Michael picked this apartment out. Oh my God. He's always lived with his mom, and, you know, he's going to try to do the best he can. Oh! I like the living room.
Here's the bedroom. What do you think about
it? It's cute. Oh, hell no. Want me to stay here, get me a soft bed. I'm not sleeping in that bed. It's hard as an erection. You got to correct some things. And if he wants some sex, he better do it quick.
Her laugh sounds like a Model T backfiring. Is she being unreasonable, or does the bed matter that much?
I've never heard anyone just off the top of their head saying it's as hard as an erection.
I mean, I keep that bed hard as a rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she ain't gonna get in it. She said she's not getting in it.
Okay, I like your strategy, Nina.
Defense mechanism. Listen, do what you gotta do.
All right, it's always odd to remember that TLC, the network responsible for Dr. Pimple Popper and Long Island Medium, stands for the Learning Channel. Well, this week they're teaching us that a mother-daughter relationship has no boundaries.
We're just getting our patches waxed.
Oh, God.
But I have a weird question, maybe. I don't know. I want to know if we could get it done together. You know, like a couples massage where people get it done together.
if you guys are both comfortable with it, I guess you both can go in the room together if you'd like.
Oh, Christina, I want to murder you.
You'll be fine.
Ooh, warm.
Vex is okay.
That's not bad.
Temperature's okay.
That's not bad at all.
Nina?
Nina, what?
If you guys could see, I hope they show our faces during that clip because I saw both of you guys making, we were all like this.
It is just so absurd to me. Like, this is very intimate. Like, if you get a Brazilian on a regular basis, which I do, it's a very intimate thing. It's not anything I want my mom involved in. I don't even want the lady that's giving me the wax there, to be honest. So I don't even understand having somebody sit there and watch while you get it done. And she's talking about how warm it is. Like, they're all a little out of their minds.
Yeah, when I get my Brazilians, I avoid eye contact.
Yeah, right, Scott. You wouldn't last 2 minutes with the wax.
And finally, guys, have you ever wondered what your sex dreams really mean? Well, Women's Health just covered everything from dreaming about your ex to your high school crush. They even explained what hooking up with your coworker means. And Nina, it means that I admire your work ethic.
Oh, so please.
That's a great. Have you guys ever had a sex dream about a coworker?
No.
Well, I'm not going to admit it on national TV. No, I don't believe I have. But I don't remember my dreams. So I don't know what that says about me as a person. But I do make up dreams. I make up dreams to my girlfriend to, like, make her feel even more special. I'll make up scenarios. Just almost put ideas in her head. I'll be like, last night I had a dream. And I'll, you'll never guess where we were.
To people who say they don't remember their dreams, because I do feel like our dreams have a lot to do with our subconscious, is to keep a notepad by your, you know, bedside table, on your bedside table. So as soon as you wake up, you can jot it down. So then you can kind of do a dream interpretation. I'm very big into dream interpretation. But no, I haven't actually. Sometimes I think it is normal when you're around people, which, you know, when we're back in the studio and we're filming, we could be around each other for up to 12 hours. So I think it's normal to dream about people that you interact with on a regular basis, but I've never had a sex dream about a coworker. Never.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. And I'm glad we're all on the same page about that. All right, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back to Nightly Pop. Since none of our producers really leave the house anymore, they have a lot of time to dig deep into the internet and find out what weird things celebrities are doing. So it is time for Hard Pass.
Hard Pass.
Okay, first up, we have Kylie Jenner, and she is connecting with all of her chakras and jumping on the healing crystals bandwagon. Now, she was photographed last week on vacation in Utah wearing a healing crystal skirt and matching crop top that is said to be handcrafted with over 1,000 glass beads. How do you guys feel about the healing power of crystals, having crystals on your clothes?
Could you imagine wearing that dress in some cement fortress like she's in, and then just tripping onto a bunch of glass beads? It's the farthest thing from a healing crystal. You get so cut up.
Oh boy.
Look, I'm really happy for all the people out there that are into crystals, but can't you just have one in your room? Can't you just put it next to your bed? Isn't that what everyone's doing nowadays, Nina?
I am actually into healing crystals, okay? And what they do recommend is, like, when they're in your house, they don't have anything to do with, like, when you're out throughout the day.
Now, I'm going to say, like, this is something stupid, but I'm sure they do exist. Are there crystal sex toys at the moment?
There are.
They thought everything.
All right. The next one is, if you guys are into Botox and you want to tighten up those fine lines or relieve a little stress, try a little face yoga. Fumiko Takatsu, the founder of the movement, walked Yahoo Life's Carrie Justich through some of the movements.
Put the hand, the fingers on the forehead, and then thumbs, the temple. And then I want you to move your fingers to the side so that there's no wrinkle on the forehead. And lift them up slightly.
What do you guys say? Hard pass for face yoga?
What do you think? Did it work?
Oh, that's incredible. You look great. You look really good.
I was always kind of like iffy on the whole Botox thing. I'm not gonna do it for myself. Wrinkles are inevitable for me. I already look like I've got the forehead of a 95-year-old man. But then, you know, everyone says, oh, it's preventative, it's this. So maybe it's a good thing to start with. It's like, you know, when people say, get a temporary tattoo before you get a real one.
Right.
One of my favorite parts of a massage is when they finish off doing that wiping of your face. It feels incredible.
Well, I just love that you call it a massage.
Yeah.
For me, this,
like, it sounds so this when is, Scott says it.
That is the real happy ending right there. When they go, oh,
wow. Now, if you can't afford a Tesla like Leonardo DiCaprio or Will Smith or even a Prius like Jessica Alba, there is a new electric car option that you can get shipped to your door for only $930. Jalopnik's Jason Jorchinski actually had one sent to him, and the unboxing was everything.
Oh my God, it's so good. Look at this thing. Full set of tail lights.
It's pretty amazing, actually. Yeah, it is. Okay, the power levels are concerning a little bit. Do you want to race me up the hill?
Whoa! Look, all right, you guys, look now, should then? We get this? Or
I'm
is
sold.
This a hard pass?
It kind of reminds me of those little rich toddlers out there that are driving around in the Mercedes and the Maseratis and all the exclusive brands small scale. This is just scaled up for adults. So it's not a real car.
Yeah, it's also interesting to think about, you know, I don't think we're exactly the demo for this. Living in Los Angeles, this would be remarkably risky to drive anywhere. But I do think stuff like this, these are really cool technological advancements.
Yeah.
The fact that we could make something and sell it for under $1,000 that is,
yeah,
a vehicle could really go long ways in a country where, you know, maybe transportation's just not as figured out. Maybe they need something that can only go a mile, you know, and back. So
right,
it's interesting. Am I buying it? Yes, I've got plenty of money. Why not?
I like the idea. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, if they add an extra like couple hundred dollars, maybe they can get everything working a little faster.
Yeah, or if you have like $70,000, you can get a Tesla. So
there's your bargain right there.
On that note, that is all the show that we have for you. Scott, thank you so much for joining us again. We love you. And
thank
we will
you,
be
guys.
Back on Wednesday and Thursday night with all new shows. Bye.
We'll see you then. Bye.